Sadly, the FBI's inaction, at the very least inaction, when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015, an FBI agent who was accused of not properly reporting the abuse has been fired. One of them retired. But there are a lot of questions that are remaining. And the gymnasts want to see some charges on these people. Marie, I can't blame them.
No, not at all, Paul. And the agent that you're referring to is a man by the name of Michael Langman. He was at the center of much of the testimony by Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, Maggie Nichols, and Allie Raisman. All four of these women called on the senators to order an investigation of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and the FBI for their roles in the Larry Nassar scandal. Here is part of the scathing testimony given by Michaela Maroney.
Attention today is something incredibly disturbing and illegal. After telling my entire story of abuse to the FBI in the summer of 2015, not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later, they made entirely false claims about what I said.
In his opening statement, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Richard Durbin called the FBI's handling of the case a stain on the Bureau, and Maroney agreed.
By not taking immediate action from my report, they allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year. And this inaction directly allowed Nassar's abuse to continue. What is the point of reporting abuse if our own FBI agents are going to take it upon themselves to bury that report in a drawer?
And Simone Biles said the group charged with protecting athletes utterly failed.
I believe without a doubt that the circumstances that led to my abuse and allowed it to continue are directly the result of the fact that the organizations created by Congress to oversee and protect me as an athlete, USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee failed to do their jobs.
Now, in 2017, Nassar pleaded guilty to abusing 10 of more than 265 women and girls who've come forward to say they were molested. He's serving 175 years in prison. And, Paul, one other thing. During that hearing yesterday, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, said he was deeply, profoundly sorry for what happened. He also was asked to explain what went wrong, and he said, I don't have a good explanation. One other thing, Attorney General Merrick Garland is scheduled to go before this Judiciary Committee in October, so this is not over yet.
No, and I think it's important to really make it clear, because you're gonna keep seeing these cuts of Christopher Wray's reaction, and understand he was not the head of the FBI when all of this happened.
Yes, very true.
I think it's really important to mention that. This is not letting the FBI off the hook, sadly. I mean, the gymnasts were so strong, and the FBI looked so bad. It was jarring in many ways. And so, but I do want to make it clear that, Christopher Wray is there making excuses. Well, not making excuses, making apologies for people, in many cases, he probably didn't even know, and he was not at the helm. However, he's at the helm now, so let's see what happens now. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst here on the Paul W. Smith Show.